Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, everybody.
This is Noah.
This is Tim, and our special guest today.
Hi, this is Jeff, with a G.
That's right. He's the G in Tancast.
That's right.
What?
There's no G.
But G also stands for guest.
Oh, so nice.
You learned a little lesson today, everybody, like Sesame Street.
Or yes. Avenue Q, as we mentioned last week. So Andy is on a plane to Maui right now.
Ooh, I'm Andy. I go on vacations.
Oh, look at me. I can afford things. So to show how easily replaceable Andy is, we brought along Jeff.
And Jeff is our...
I have some big shoes to fill, actually. So we'll see how that goes.
Literally, Andy's a fat fuck. No, Jeff is the unofficial celebrity of Tancast because we talk about him every episode. The only person we talk about more is Kevin Smith and Smodcast.
This is true.
It's amazing. I don't understand it, but you know, it's fine with me.
Because you're the one person we know that's listening. I mean, like, we know for sure he's going to listen.
Well, it's actually a tradition now. Me and Brandon Steph all listen to it together. So,
those are
guaranteed listeners.
Which Noah and I think is very funny.
We imagine it's like a old timey, where you like,
yep.
Everyone gathers around the room. Come on, everybody, stop your chores. It's time to listen to Tancast.
The radio broadcast is on.
Our cereal.
That's exactly what it's like. We all huddle together, and we light candles. And oh wait, I guess there'd be lights because there's already electricity. Never mind.
You can light candles, anyways.
Yeah, why not? Make it...
it's very
anybody
romantic.
Anybody else who's listening, go ahead, light some candles, turn up Tancast, and do whatever comes naturally.
I say, get a tarp and some baby oil.
I wonder if anyone's ever had sex while listening to Tancast.
Oh, I hope not.
I want there to be a Tancast baby. Jeff, make it happen.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
You might want to ask Stephanie to leave the room. Because that would just be awkward. So you guys are going to... Okay.
Can you just leave the room for a second? Just a second. That's all I need.
Just not say anything.
1 minute. Give me 1 minute.
Yeah. Wrapping it up. I'll be done before they mention Smodcast again.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Anyways, I was going to say, Jeff is our video game and Nintendo expert, so he can tell you. Every time we mention Nintendo, he is correcting us, because we're saying it wrong. We're giving...
Yes, this is true.
Facts that are wrong.
I am a nerd. This is very true.
Well, I think we're all kind of nerds. We just all have different areas of nerd expertise.
Exactly.
Nerds in our own way, yes.
But together we form Voltron.
We form Nerdtron.
So, but yeah, I don't know how much of an expert I really am. We'll see. I'm sure if there are any like super video game nerds listening to this, I'll probably slip up at some point and they'll be like, "Ah, you're not a true video game fan."
He's an expert compared to us.
Yeah, and that suits us.
Yeah,
fine.
It's all relative.
So, which was right, King Koopa or Bowser?
Well, so they're both right. It is actually, he is the king of the Koopas, his name is Bowser. The Koopas are all of the, I mean, the Koopas really refer to the turtle species or whatever in the Mario series, but Koopas kind of just come to cover all of his minions when you're talking about him as the king of the Koopas. So, yeah. But Bowser is his name, his actual name.
Got it. Like the Klingon Empire, really. I mean, there are Klingon proper, but the Klingon Empire also encompasses other planets of people who are not Klingons.
Excellent, excellent. I like that. We went from video games to Star Trek. That was perfect.
But we stayed geeky.
Tim is a Star Trek nerd.
Yes.
And Andy as well.
I also dabble in Star Trek.
Dabble.
We dabble. Tim can tell you episode shit happened on.
Well, I'm not good with, like, episode names and stuff like that, but if an episode starts, I'll be able to tell you what it is, pretty much. Like, you know, a couple lines into the captain's log, I'm like, oh, this is the one where they go down to the planet and there's some aliens there and they don't like them. Of course,
wait,
you can generally say that about every third episode of Star Trek.
Yeah. What is, can you do that for all of them, though? I mean, the all the Star Trek series?
I can do it for original series, Next Generation, and a little bit with Deep Space Nine. Can't do it with Voyager, because I can't be bothered to give a shit. And I'm starting to get there for Enterprise.
Voyager was so good, though.
Are you kidding me?
Come on, Janeway. She was, like, the second best captain.
Why does she sound like Dick Cheney?
Yep. Captain Janeway was the Dick Cheney of space. Only less cuddly. I was not a fan of that show.
For some reason, I liked it. I never really got into Deep Space Nine that much. I thought it was kind of... It was too, I don't know, talky. There wasn't enough action. And even when there was action, it wasn't really that... I don't know. Didn't do it for me.
Because of the post, of the New Age, you know, the 24th Century series, I would say it had the most action, what with the Dominion War and all.
I think I stopped watching by then.
Whereas the Voyager just... Oh, hey, remember how the Next Generation had the Borg? We're going to have them, too. Oh, neat. It just felt like Next Generation, but without any of the cool characters. So after a while, it was like,
Data's
never going to show up. I quit.
I can see that.
But, you know what? I'm all for people liking it.
You're not going to start, like, a petition?
No. We should get into a Transformers debate.
Oh, boy. I don't think we want to go there.
But since Jeff is outnumbered, I think Jeff should have the first word and the last word.
So just regarding the movie or Transformers in general?
Oh yeah, just the movie.
Okay, all right.
I don't think we disagree on anything beyond the movie.
Okay. Yes, the movie was good. I'm sorry. It was only as a summer blockbuster though, as a true like Transformers experience, it was meh. And yeah, that's what happens. There just weren't enough Transformers in it. That was the big thing.
I think that's what the problem I had with it. It wasn't like a Transformer experience, I felt, and it was just very corny. And I had trouble figuring out which robots were fighting. I was like, this is so close, they're going so fast. Who is that? Punching that other guy. I just wasn't impressed. I will see the second one, though, to see if it gets better.
Yeah, they're supposedly going to have way more like Transformers on screen for the second one. That's so they claim.
Are they going to have a writer this time? Is John Turturro's character going to get squashed in the first minute? Is that Jar Jar Binks robot going to get fucked in its asshole? Because all these things will bring me there opening day. I'll even dress up in a costume if you want.
Have you seen that guy who made, like, a transforming Optimus Prime costume?
It actually transforms?
Well, yeah, the way he lays down in it, and it, you know, looks like a truck, and then he stands up, and he looks like Optimus Prime.
No, I haven't seen that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's actually, like, if you go look up cosplay stuff, there's a bunch of Transformers cosplayers that they made out of cardboard costumes they transform into the vehicle, and then they stand up and move some shit around, and then they're the robot form. That's pretty cool.
Interesting.
In a you'll never get laid type of way.
I don't know. All the girls like Transformers.
I'm sure some girl out there is that is so hot.
Because all the girls went and saw it with Jeff, and then me and Noah saw it with our pal Jeremy. And us three walked out of the theater, me, Jeremy, and Noah walked out of the theater like, that was fucking an abortion on screen.
Steph was there, by the way.
Steph was where?
With us.
Your Steph?
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall her being there.
But she was.
Oh.
Now, wonder...
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. That is a lie. I do recall her being there, but it didn't fit my guys versus girls theory I was going for, so I wrote her out of the
history. Blocked it out.
It's revisionist.
I wonder if those cosplayers include, like, a little hole for the penis so they can do, like, other people. Like, you know, like, Scritchin' and, with the people dressed up like animals. Remember that CSI episode, Tim?
Oh, yes.
Furries.
The furries. Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
I was like, does Noah actually know about this, or does he just watch the same CSI episode I watched, and then you
remember? No. I watched the same CSI episode you watched. I don't even know if that's really what it's called. Maybe they just made that word up.
Whatever. Now he's got a backpedal. I mean, yeah, that's all. I just, you know, CSI watched it. So, Monday something exciting is happening. Of course, Monday may have already passed by the time people are listening to this, but of the three of us, one of us is not married, but that will change by Monday.
Yes.
Who would that be? No,
you,
that would be
faggot.
Me!
That's right. Noah is finally get to marrying a guy since they've legalized it in California.
That's
so
right.
His gay lover Pepe can finally let their love blossom free.
I know Tim is a little jealous.
Oh wait, it's Pepe now? I thought the.
But you know those gays. They
what happened to Jose?
Love it.
Yes, it was quite surprising. He just suddenly IM'd me. So I'm getting married on Monday. Okay.
Yeah, I pretty much got the same text. I was like, oh, all right.
It was a shock even to me.
It was funny because first he said Friday when he first emailed me about it. And I was like, or no, he said, I'm getting married this weekend, I think is what he said. And I said, is it Friday? Are you still going to Vegas? Because maybe I'll meet you there. And he's not going to Vegas.
Did you go to Vegas?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Is that because it's Monday?
No.
Oh, holy...
It was because of other commitments.
You lie.
I had to lick some testicles.
Well, I can believe that.
There was no other day that was available for me to do.
Are you going to go before it leaves?
Oh, yeah.
You got till end of the year, right? Right?
I think we only have till like September.
Okay.
Wait, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, sorry.
Star Trek The Experience is closing down.
Okay.
And I was gonna go on Friday and spend all day there.
Wow.
Because Danelle was out of town. I'm like, I'll just drive to Vegas. Because, you know, when the cat's away, the mouse goes to Star Trek The Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Provided the mouse is a huge dork.
And he is.
Yep, so it works out.
You know, I could actually spend quite a lot of time just in that the history section of that thing.
Yeah.
We did actually spend a while on that one time that I went, but I could spend more time there. That was cool. The actual rides, I don't know.
Well, I want to do the Borg one again because I've only done it that once, the one time for my bachelor party. That's right, kids. That's what I did for my bachelor party.
We did some other things.
Oh yes, the depressing strip club.
I don't know, depressing.
The girls were depressed
until they got up on stage though, and then they looked happier. And then they were...
No, they were still depressed. Their bodies were excited, but their faces were just melancholy. Never seen a woman work a pole so well with a face that just said, please, please, bury a 38 at the back of my brainstem and just don't stop blasting until my feet stop twitching.
Oh, I just covered my mouth. There you go. Wait, Noah, weren't you, you look like you're trying to cheer up one of them. You were talking to one of them for a while.
No, she came and talked to me. I was just sitting there. And, well, I know what you wanted me to do. She wanted me to go to the bedroom. Like, is that what that was called, right? The bedroom?
Oh, I thought it was called the back room.
It was some room where other people weren't. but I think, you know, that's what they do. They, like, they come up and they chat you up, like, oh, I'm trying to be your friend. And they're like, oh, she is my friend. I'm going to pay her to dance for me. I didn't fall for it though.
Huh.
Yeah, fortunately we're all dead inside, so that didn't happen.
Didn't you go to the ATM machine, Jeff, and like try to get some money out?
Did I? I don't recall.
I recall the fee being like $20.
Something
like that,
ridiculous, so
like,
that you would never pay.
I would imagine it would be. I don't remember though.
But who would pay it? It was like $30. I'm okay with that.
There's probably some people.
Oh yeah, I'm
in
sure
Vegas
there are.
Like, I need it. I must. Female contact.
One of my coworkers just went to Vegas for the first time recently, and he he was embarrassed. He didn't want to tell me how much money he spent at the strip club that they went to, because it was way too much. They went to Sapphire, which I guess is like
that's
a really
a
nice
fancy one.
Yeah, and yeah, he was like, dude, that was like
no,
a whole.
Are you serious? I thought you were just.
No, that's a fancy one.
No, that's in the Zagat guide. That is a good one. Anyway, Jeff, sorry.
Oh no, that was it. He was embarrassed. He spent like a whole, a week's worth of pay on one night in this place.
Ooh wee!
Damn.
Yeah.
I know you guys only make like $50 a week, but that's still a lot of money.
It's like, yeah, if I spent a week's pay, that just means there was a quarter cover.
I think we went to like Sapphire's retarded cousin. Like the strip club we went to.
We went to
redheaded stepchild.
We went to the bedazzler.
Nice.
Not really a precious gem, but still kinda shiny, I guess.
If you look at it in the right light.
And hopefully you're squinting in the light.
Oh, do you remember they were putting, like, money in their butt crack?
No, I forgot about that.
I mean, who finds that attractive? All I can think about, I hope it's clean back there. Like, is there someone passing around poo dollars?
Yeah, it's like, you get your money in Vegas from winning, you're like, oh, how many of these are flecked with feces?
Why does my dollar smell like ass?
And glitter. Glittery ass.
Oh, man. So, I saw a movie last night.
Well, everybody, ooh, look at Noah. He's partaking in modern cinema. Anything good?
I saw Wanted.
Oh, you did? Hopefully we're going to see that today.
Okay, well, I won't spoil anything, but I liked it. It was, you know, it was ridiculous, kind of over-the-top action, and it was nothing like the comic book. If you don't know, it's based on a comic book.
I only knew that because last night I was in a comic book store for a comedy show, and I saw Wanted, and I was like, oh, and I was paging through it, I'm like, this doesn't look anything like the movie.
Yeah, it's not. Which, I mean, when I read the comic book, I didn't really think, like, I don't think they're going to do this stuff in the movie. Just because it's so, like, over the top. It also makes fun of, like, a lot of the other comic book characters in other, like, companies, like, you know, DC. So I didn't think the movie would do that. And it's just really, like, violent. Like, granted, the movie is pretty violent, but it's not as violent as the comic book. But it was a good movie. I liked it.
Yeah, you know, actually, I was surprised to learn how violent it was when I, because you see the previews and it doesn't. I mean, you see, yeah, there's gunplay and everything, but I guess, I mean, supposedly it's really bloody and kind of gory.
Yeah, it is. Which I was surprised as well, because preview did not bring that across. But I guess it's a good surprise. Like, yeah. Oh, by the way, I mean, I guess for some people, I'm sure other people are like, "What? I did not expect this."
Oh yeah, if you look at Metacritic, I mean, it's in the like 60s because so many of the reviewers are like, this is just mindless bloody violence. Who wants to see this? I'm like, I do.
It's kind of funny, too, because the guy is kind of like, he's this loser. And so he decides he wants to, you know, go along with Angelina Jolie because, you know, his life sucks.
So it's about you, Noah?
Yeah.
Yep. Ba-dum-bum.
The guy was really funny. They had the actor guy was on The Daily Show a couple nights ago. He was pretty funny.
What did he say, Tim?
That's all I got.
What's his name?
Whitey McForeigner.
There you go.
Yeah, he's British.
I think it's James McAvoy.
Sure, that'll work too.
And on the front of this movie, they had a preview for the new Shia Douche movie.
Shia La Douche.
And it actually looks pretty good. The preview. It's called Eagle Eye.
What?
And it's like he gets framed by somebody for like being a terrorist, and then some mysterious voice on this phone is helping him out.
Oh yeah, I think I saw something for
and
that.
And he says,
"Do you want me to tell you about the Matrix?"
And Shy goes, "No, no, no, no."
Yeah, when I saw Indy, that was in front of Indy.
They had a teaser I saw. This one, like, I don't know if you saw the teaser, but this one's a lot longer than I saw last night.
I don't really need to see much more of it. I get the idea. Movie, I'm not going to see it. I got it.
Oh.
Is it because of Shia?
Pretty much.
Wow, you really dislike him that much, huh?
I don't really, but I don't like him enough to, you know, alter my opinion to see him.
Are you going to see the new Transformers movie? Tim?
Maybe.
You don't know.
I don't. Yeah, we'll see. If the trailer, you know, sucks me in, maybe. But yeah.
He comes back for it.
I would
can't
assume
remember.
So, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, without Shia LaBeouf, you just have a tissue thin plot. Oh wait, with Shia LaBeouf, you have a tissue thin plot.
Aww. Come on, the writing was just so good. You know, oops, my bad. It doesn't get any better than that.
Christ on a pony. I wish that would have come out this year, because it would have just been trounced by all the other good movies that are out this year. Iron Man would have laid waste to Transformers this year.
I would
Hulk
agree.
Hulk smash!
Did you see Hulk, Jeff?
I don't know about Hulk. Hulk was okay, but Yes, Hulk was good. I would actually say I like Transformers better than Hulk, but I definitely like Iron Man way more than Hulk.
Oh, really? Oh, that's, wow. That's a statement.
Iron Man was better than Hulk. I'll give you that. Better than Transformers? I mean, Transformers better than Hulk? Mm-mm. No way, sir.
Although, the line Hulk smash I thought was worked in very weird in the Hulk.
I liked it. I laughed. Yeah. But at least he wasn't tiptoeing around somebody's garden, hiding behind shit, really.
And at no point did a serious government agent rip open his shirt to show a Superman-esque insignia for that group, stenciled on a t-shirt as though his four-year-old did it slightly before it was time to shoot. Daddy, I made for your costume. Why do you have an Asian accent, little girl? I don't know.
I thought it was Hispanic, Tim.
It's awful, yeah. That much is certain. Oh, and you know, an inside joke we never got back to was when we said Rhine Cutters a couple episodes back.
Oh, yeah.
And now that Jeff is on the show, I think we should talk about it, because Jeff was there.
And he came up with it, actually.
That's right, yeah. It was his.
That's right. That was one of my few moments of creativity in my life.
Creativity and racism. Yay!
All mixed into one nice little nuggety goodness.
Neat little package. Yes, we were at Disneyland, the wonderful land of magic. we were there for my birthday, actually. This was the when you guys surprised me in the middle of the night and kidnapped me and took me to Disneyland. That was quite an experience. We were waiting in line. We got to some break in the line where it went down to just like, I don't know. I don't remember what part of the line it was, but I think it was Miranda that let one person go ahead of us, because it looked like
me.
It was just like...
It was my fault.
Oh, was it you?
Yeah,
it
was a big thunder. It was actually just at the entrance, now that we think about it. It was just as the actual... like, none of the exterior line, but like where there's an actual gateway, it says Big Thunder. And like me and this Asian gal got there pretty much almost at the same time. And I'll let Jeff continue the story.
Well, oh, no. I mean, so it looked like it was just one person. So you're like, oh, yeah. No, go ahead. We're a group of six or whatever. So, you know, just go ahead. And apparently that opened the floodgates for all of China. Because the next thing we know, we're standing there watching. It was a good, like, 50 Asian people going by us. And so after they were all done, I don't know where it came from, but I said something like, ah, filthy Rhine Cutters. Something like that.
Well, I had said out loud, and Danelle poked me in the ribs for it. I was like, I don't want to ever hear crap about Americans not behaving well when we're visiting overseas ever again. I'm like, if these people are all here, who's driving badly outside? Huh? Who?
Ooh.
And then at that point, Jeff probably felt comfortable enough to say that and not feel as racist as the ignorant hate tank that was in front of him in line.
Yes, Tim opened the door for me, so I felt comfortable.
That's what I do. I'm a racism enabler.
He eases you into the bad things. Oh, let me just stick the tip in your ass. It's all right. Everybody does it.
Inappropriate. No.
I'm sorry.
Noah sent me a text the other day because we were reading some of the comments we get on Tancast.com, and Noah's like, I'm amazed we never get a comment like, you guys are disgusting and I'm ashamed of you and I'm never going to listen ever again. And I was like, me too.
I think the people who would comment that simply don't comment.
Oh, good point.
They just go away.
Yeah, because we're very lucky that Joe digs this podcast, Joe from the UK, because, you know, she got the recommendation from Grammar Girl, so, like, maybe she came in, she probably didn't come in expecting this. If you remember, because I listened to the Grammar Girl podcast, and I was like, this is, so different from us.
Maybe that's part of the appeal, you know, they get here and they're like, it's refreshing, it's different.
Tequila shot after the salt of... Nah, I got nothing. I don't drink. Why am I trying to use that as an analogy?
It's like a warm...
Let me try sports next.
Slap in the like face.
It's like the field goal after the scrimmage. Nah, I got nothing.
It's like a Bowser to the face?
It's like the Gorn after the Andorian. Yeah. That's right, for my Star Trek peeps. That's old school, TOS.
Yeah.
So.
Noah's like, I got
nothing. I don't got anything for you.
Speaking of stories that involve me and Tim.
Oh, yeah.
Tim, would you like to talk about how we first met?
Oh, sure. Or do you want to tell the story? Because it probably sounds better from your perspective.
All right.
I will.
So
set it
yeah.
up, I will set it up in so much as we were having a game night, which adults do once they stop being cool, and we're all done with that now. We've had our chance being cool, and we said, you know what? We're gonna step away from this for a while, and we'll let the next generation. Take over the coolness, and we are going to play Pictionary. That's right. We're okay.
Hey, man, speak for yourself.
Whatever, you were just playing Pictionary the other night, sir.
And that's true, and I was loving it as well.
but anyway, so we were playing Scene It, and it was everybody against me. I should say Jeff and his wife had not gotten there yet. Miranda. I don't know why I was saying his wife like we didn't want to mention Miranda's name. But so it was everybody against me because for some reason I had superior movie knowledge or whatever, and so I had made it all the way across the board, and then like they instituted this rule where I had to wait 5 seconds before I gave an answer because I was doing too well, and so consequently I lost the game, and but just before that Jeff and Miranda walked in, and Jeff.
Yes, so we went over to Stephanie's. Where she was having this game night, and you know, we were invited, and like, oh, we should do this, you know, let's get out and meet some people, maybe some nice people that we can spend some time with, and we walk in, and you guys are, like you said, at the end of the game or whatever, and then introduce everybody, and that's when you find out you lose, like right then, right as we come in and are being introduced, and at this point. Tim completely flips out. He like starts screaming at everyone, and I don't even I don't remember what exactly you were saying though, but I'm pretty sure it was very crude.
It was like fuck you. I was pointing to each person individually. I was like, fuck
right.
You, eat my ass, you suck, and like, whatever. As I said, like, I can't remember it either. But I remember it was just like, yeah, spew of profanity. Nice to meet you, and I left.
Yeah, and then you proceeded to walk out the door and slam the door like full on bam, slam the door, and Rand and I are standing there like, okay, what just happened here? And yes, that was our introduction to Mr. Tim Babb.
And then Danelle had to run after me.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was like, oh shit, what's going on? And then Danelle like chased after you and was like talking to you out in the hallway. And. And I thought it was like this. Since I didn't know you, I was like, wow, it's okay. This guy has some anger issues or something.
I do have some anger issues.
You don't know the half. And it was funny for me because, like, I know Tim, so I was like, oh, this is just par for the course. This is just Tim being Tim.
He doesn't mean it. He's going to say some racist things in a minute, and it's fine.
And it was funny too because I mean I also met Noah there, that was the first time I met you that same day, right?
Yeah,
yeah. And I remember because it was like this scary screaming swearing guy like storms out of the room, and then I met Noah and he's this like big scary black guy with you know dreads and piercings in his nose, and I'm like, wow, this is I didn't know Steph had this kind of crowd going on.
It's funny that my Stephanie, never believes me that when people first meet me, sometimes they're intimidated by me.
Really?
I was definitely intimidated.
She doesn't believe it. She's like, no.
I could see how people would be intimidated by you. Until they talk to you for more than a second.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all you do is talk to me and you realize, oh, I could probably kick his ass.
He's just a big cuddly bear. Yeah. He's just a teddy bear power bottom.
Was that one of what's his name's?
Yeah, I don't know if we're, I don't know if I'm allowed to use his name on the podcast. You think Andy has privacy issues? My old boss has wicked privacy issues.
All right, well I won't mention his name. I can't remember right now, so it's okay.
We'll call him Goatee Man.
I like it. Goatee Man. I've always wanted to hang out with Goatee Man for an extended period of time because the way you talk about him.
He's very funny. He called me on Thursday and he's like, "So Tim, what are you doing this week? Anything? Are you getting outside? Are you getting some sun on those little chicken legs of yours?" And I said, "Well, tomorrow I'm driving to Vegas." And he's like, "Oh, really? What are you gonna do there?" I was like, "I'm going to the Star Trek Experience." And he's like, "And you are so gay." Like, he sang it. That's what was so funny.
I think you should put his rant at the end of this podcast.
Yeah, hi, I'm looking for Tim Babb. I just wanted to leave a message. I wanted to wish you a happy Friday and a happy fuck you, Tim. So, I'm the guy who reaches out and calls you every month, touching base with you, seeing how you are. I find out that you're going to a chicky clam fest to Mountain Mike's Pizza. I get no invitation, no fucking email. I've got to hear from the assistant chief engineer. Oh, Babb's in town. Oh, Lordy, Lordy. And I get nothing. Does that fucker ever call you? No. Does Linda call you? No. Serena? No. Brady? No. Call you, man. I reach out. I take my chubby, like, rocky little finger, punch out your name and your number into my phone, and I get fucking nothing back. Is this how you treat the no, man? That's how you do it? All right. All right. Happy fuck you, Timothy.
Ooh. Wait, the actual rant, or can I use the remix?
Happy fuck you. Happy fuck you, fucking damn, fucking damn. Happy fuck you. Happy fuck you, fucking damn, fucking damn. Happy fuck you. Happy fuck you. Fuck you, damn. Happy fuck you. Happy fuck you. Fucking fucking fuck you. On the night who reaches out, and I get fucking nothing back. No invitation, no email, I get fucking nothing back. How you doing? All right. How you doing? Fuck you, Cam. How you doing? All right. Happy fuck you. Happy fuck you. Fucking Cam. Fucking Cam. Happy fuck you. Happy fuck you. Fucking Cam. Fucking Cam. Happy fuck you. Happy fuck you. Fuck you, Cam. Happy fuck you. Happy fuck you. Fucking fuck you.
I think the rant is funnier, but I leave the decision up to you. I know you like the remix.
I love the remix. So did he. He plays it every so often, I'm told, in the office.
I just like the rant because there's so much venom in it.
I have not heard this.
Speaking
I'll
of crazy
bosses. I'll send it to you, Jeff, so you can hear it. Speaking of crazy what with who's?
Bosses.
yes.
I remember, Reg wasn't really my... I guess technically he was my superior. But when I worked at the Blueprint Company and I worked with Reg... Reg was such an odd fellow. He would, we would have to bill our own invoices sometimes, and so we'd print them out. And sometimes he would take his invoice, put it on the ground, and go, "My invoices are godlike," and then he'd roll on them.
I did that once when I wrote a promo, because after you told me about that, I'm like, I'm going to try that. And then I just sort of humped it on the ground there. I was like, "My promos are godlike."
What do people think of it?
They were amused.
And then sometimes he would hump the garbage can, just for no particular reason. Just like he would just hump it. he was fun to work with. He made the day definitely go by because he was just. But he had a temper too, so he would get really pissed off sometimes and start ranting. That was funny as well. Be like, "God damn it!" And just start going off.
My favorite is when the guy with no neck came up to the the counter.
Yeah, so there was like there's a front counter, and then there was like the Xerox department, and then there's like the back part. And so to get to like the break room, you had to walk by the front counter. And one time he was going like from our room to the break room, and he looks and he sees this guy. So he goes, "Can somebody help this guy?" I mean, he didn't say it loud enough so the guy could hear it. He goes, "Someone's help this guy. He has no neck. He needs a neck. Can someone help this guy?"
Oh, the way you first said it, he was like, "This guy needs a neck. Somebody get this guy a neck."
Yeah.
Like you had a stockpile of necks in the back. That's what made it even funnier to me.
Oh, man. I miss him sometimes. Oh, Reg, if you're listening to this, I miss you, buddy. I don't think he knows. He barely knew how to work a computer when I worked with him. I'm
so glad our moms aren't listening to this.
Wait, what?
Just because it's generally embarrassing.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, I don't think I'd want my parents to listen either.
Do you have any crazy boss stories? Or coworker?
You know, I have not had any crazy bosses, really. To be honest, I've been lucky in that. Yeah, not really any stories there. I'm sorry.
That's it. I talked to
Your
Jeff.
Your guest shot is over.
Cut him off. Hang up. I talked to Jeff's coworker last week, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. This is right. Yeah. Yeah, I was... So I work in customer support at a video game company, and we handle... It's really small, so there's just, like, three of us, and only two of us handle the phones, basically. And I was chatting with Noah while I was at work, and he was asking me for a support number for, like, EGM or something. I was like, well, I don't have that, but you can call Gadnabook main customer support if you like. We won't be able to help you with your EGM subscription. However, we will be able to ridicule your weight or, you know, sexuality or something like that.
Or other personal issues.
Yes, or other personal issues, that's right. And I gave him the number, stupidly. But I was just joking around. I didn't think he'd actually call. And then he called, and I didn't pick up the phone fast enough. My coworker got it. And my coworker obviously is not aware of what's going on. And I look over at him, and the look on his face is like, what the fuck? Because no one starts saying it. I mean, go ahead, Noah.
I started saying exactly what he typed. I'm like, my friend told me if I called here, you can make fun of my weight, sexuality, and other personal issues. And he was like, what? I'm like, oh, my friend told me if I called, you can make fun of my weight and other personal issues. He's all, you called customer support. I'm like, yeah, I got the right number. I'm looking at it right here. This is the correct number. He's like, I can't help you with that. And I was like, oh, okay, thank you. Bye.
And yeah, I mean, and I realized what was going on pretty much right into when I looked over at his face, and I was like, oh man. And so and my coworker's he hangs up the phone. He's like, you're not gonna believe this, the weird call I just had. And I started laughing, and he's like, oh, what is it? Do you know this guy? I'm like, yeah, it's a friend of mine. But and he thought it was funny he wasn't like offended or anything, so. But yeah, totally not expecting you to actually call.
I was like, why not? I'm on break. So I don't know if you ever had this, Jeff. Do you ever have people call you for support, like right when they're eating something? So like, hey, I'm a game not working. Like, I don't know why, but people call me like, I'm gonna put some food in my mouth and then I'm gonna make this phone call. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, really?
Yeah, no, people don't really think about it. They just assume that, oh, it's, you know, I don't have to see this person. I could just, you know, be a complete ass. I could be chewing. I could be, you know, sitting on the toilet, whatever.
Do you get people sitting on the toilet?
No, I don't.
Oh,
maybe. I would assume at least one person I've talked to had to have been in the bathroom while I talked to
him.
Just by sheer, you know, probability.
I would just wonder if, like, you heard him, like, hey, hold on. Next, not working for me. Let's go.
Hey, look at that. You actually named it the commander.
I did.
Good job.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
No, the calls I get sometimes, though, are just... Because we get so many kids, you know? And they're just so stupid. They call, and they don't have any clue, like, what they're even asking. They're like, I need help. Help on my game. Okay, what's the name of the game? I don't know. You know, it's like, what the hell? You can't just call in and expect us to, like, know exactly what the problem is. You have to help, you know, tell us what the problem is. At least tell us the game. Crying out loud.
What's the name of your game? I don't know. Well, not off to a good start.
No, I've literally had that happen. Like, they didn't know the name of the game.
What's on the screen? It's a yellow man, and he keeps eating little dots. And there are ghosts chasing him. Pac-Man?
No. Sometimes I, you know, you get like.
Yeah. It's not Pac-Man. No. Okay. Super Mario Brothers. Yeah. Well, that
or
doesn't
like
even
the
make
people
sense.
That like. No. Oh, that's the other thing. We get calls for games that aren't ours all the time. They call. They're like, I need help on Grand Theft Auto. Right. totally different company. Like, I mean, you have to, like, look up the number in the manual to even, like, know to call us. It's like, what the fuck? You're playing a game and you just grabbed some random manual from some other game and call whatever number's on it? Really? You don't even, like, maybe think, oh, there might be, like, specific companies. You know, it's not just, like, one video game company that makes all video games.
What, I mean, this is, like, not as bad because they're calling or they're emailing, but we get emails about stuff that has nothing to do with our department. So we support different parts, like the giving part, and then so people email us about getting admitted to there. And it's like, really? Like, you think if you email the part where we take money, we're going to help you get admitted? Like, why wouldn't you go to admissions? That's what admission does. I don't get it.
When I used to work at the radio at Mix 106.5 in San Jose, we would get calls all the time for other radio stations. I'm like, well, when you looked up our phone number, certainly it was in the yellow pages under radio stations, and more than likely the station you wanted to call was somewhat near us, as there aren't that many. Why did you call us to ask what KRTY is doing next Wednesday? I don't know. And then when you said you don't know, they're like, well, can you find out? Well, I could call them, or you could call them. As you apparently don't even listen to our station, why am I going to help you? Or they would call and complain about what other stations are doing. Like, oh, K-Fog is doing this, and I think it's wrong. All right, well, okay, thank you for sharing that with me. Are you just calling everybody, or are you just spreading the word on your anti-K-Fog agenda? Am I supposed to enlist me in your tireless crusade against K-Fog? All right, everybody, mount up. We're riding on K-Fog. Charlie the muck and butt fucker over here is getting a posse together.
Yeah, I don't understand. When they ask for, you know, like, oh, so it's a different company? Okay, who is it? Well, why don't you look at, you know, the game that you're playing? I was like, oh, okay, can you give me their number? No, I'm not a phone book. Why? Is my name Yellow Pages? No.
That also happened when we were out at events at the radio station, because we have the big yellow tent that says Mix, and people would always come and ask us random questions. Like, we don't know. We know Kelly Clarkson and Nickelback. That's what we know, all right? Kelly Clarkson is playing now, which means Nickelback is next. That's what we know. If Nickelback was playing, Kelly Clarkson would be next. I don't know where you buy tickets. I don't know where the Gerga Flergen booth is. I know where this is, and I know Kelly Clarkson is fucking next.
When we worked at the theater, I used to get calls from people who wanted to find out, like, the hours of, like, Starbucks. Like, hey, I don't know the number for the Starbucks, though, but can you tell me their hours? I'm like, no, I don't know what their hours are. Well,
my favorite story that you like to tell is when there'd be a line on the other side from, like, the theater's on one side of the street, just, you know, well, the whatever walkway, there's a line on the other side of the street, and Noah,
oh, yeah,
when you were sitting in the box office...
Hello, sir. Do you know what that line is for over there? No. Why don't you ask the people waiting in that line?
They more than likely know, as they are waiting in the line.
I'm sitting here getting paid crap. I don't get paid enough to worry about what other people are waiting for. I know I'm waiting to die.
There were some good theater stories.
I think one time someone asked me for directions and then got all irritated that I didn't know where the place they were looking for was. Like, you work around here? It's like, yeah, but I don't need to go to that place. You do. It ain't my problem.
I hate that. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead,
I was going to say that's why I think Holly didn't like me, because I had like a I don't care about your problem attitude.
Oh, yeah, because she was looking for me and you didn't know where I was or something like that. Or I wasn't there or something. You're just like, meh. I don't care about you. I'm busy waiting for the sweet release of death.
So, what were we going to say, Tim? You hate that about something? About, like, I think people get irritated if you don't know their information or something.
I hate when you're, like, I'll just be walking in the street. Someone will be like, hey, do you know where this is? It happened a lot at the station. Like, do you know where building blah, blah, blah is? No. Well, that one's this one, so would it be over there? You remember a minute ago when you asked me and I said no? That has not changed, even with your sleuthy and like detective skills. Like, they always want to bargain with you for some, like, no, it's, well, you got to know. Let's try and work it out together. Oh, yes, let's. Let's just sit here. Yeah.
I mean, you could be lying. I mean, it's totally possible. Maybe you
just
want to get on your way.
I'm not going to change my mind because you keep asking me questions.
When I used to work in the warehouse, sometimes I would just be lazy, and sometimes people... Oh, so we had a system. People called for music, and we had a system. You could look it up. And if there was one in the system, I wouldn't even bother going looking for it. Because chances are, if there was one in the system, it was not where it was supposed to be. Like, and I did not want to be bothered with, like, trying to find out where someone had put it. Which is a pet peeve of mine. When people pick up something and decide they don't want it and they just stick it anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like, oh, because it made my job so harder. So, sometimes I would look up in the system and I would see there's one. I'm like, no, we don't have it. And I wouldn't even go look for it. But then sometimes people would call back, like, a minute later asking for the exact same thing. And it wasn't something, like, that just came out that people were, like, clamoring for. It was, like, some album that no one's bought in, like, 10 years. And I'm like, do you just call here? And they're like, no. I'm like, but we don't have that album. I'm like, bye. Oh, customer service.
Yeah, I get kids sometimes that call multiple times and they, like, try to change their voice to make it sound like they're someone else. Just hoping to get, like, a different answer.
Yeah,
somehow.
People like that. People don't... sorry, go ahead.
No.
I was just going to say, people don't like your answer. They, you know, like Tim was saying, they're like, well, is that building over there, is it over there?
This used to be... When I first started doing comedy, this used to be a joke in my act because I used to work at Costco. But I wasn't... I didn't actually work at Costco. I was one of those sample people. But I wasn't even one of the cool sample people who had, like, food for you. Like, hey, try this, you know, cheese niblets or whatever. I was sampling either Brita water filters, which meant I had a cup of water for you. Yes.
Water's important.
Or the better ones, toothbrushes.
Wow. So people would try using those right there?
No, you got to feel the bristles. Ooh. And they're like... I was like, hey, do you want to feel the bristles? They're like, you know what? I'm good. I don't need to feel the bristles. I have a general idea of what toothbrush bristles feel like. I don't think you're going to rock my world with your toothbrush. Wait, whoa! I could totally see these cleaning my teeth better than my toothbrush. Mildred, get over here and feel this toothbrush. We've been brushing all wrong all our lives.
So luxurious.
Oh, it's like the toothbrush of the gods. But the only time people would come up to me is to ask me questions about Costco, which I didn't know anything about because I didn't work for Costco. I worked just for, like, this company that would sell it. Like, Costco allowed us to be there, but, like, you know, I didn't go through any Costco training. None of the people in Costco even knew me, so they'd be like, like something that was positioned somewhat next to me, like, hey, can I cook fish in this? And I'm like, I really have no idea. I'm just here with the toothbrushes. Would you like to feel the toothbrush? And they're like, no. But this thing right here, does it cook fish? Again, I don't know. I don't work for Costco. I work with toothbrushes. Okay, but let's say I buy this. I take it home, and I cook fish in it. Would that be all right? I'm like, were you under the impression I misunderstood the question? I don't. No.
Is that actually what they said?
Yeah, this is almost an exact quote.
Oh my gosh.
It went on like four more permutations of the question, can this thing cook fish? I'm like, I don't know.
What made them finally go away?
I don't know. I think they just were like, this guy obviously does not get what I'm trying to say. Like that's how, they weren't frustrated, like, oh, he doesn't know. Like, I am not communicating this clearly enough to this guy. This is for an uneducated baboon who doesn't understand a simple question like, does this thing cook fish?
Oh, man.
And by the way, the thing in question was a waffle iron.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
It would be.
I remember when I was working at
fish waffles.
Oh, that's kind of gross.
God.
With some syrup and butter.
Oh, put waffle batter in a blender and then toss it like a carp in there. Hit frappe, pour it in the waffle iron.
Tim, do you remember when we went to the pancake house and they had clam pancakes?
No, I don't remember. I mean, I remember going to the pancake house, but...
Oh,
no.
They had like clam. I think it was clam.
Oh.
Stephanie, was it clam?
Oh.
Clam pancakes, oyster. Remember? She doesn't remember either. You guys suck. Anyways. They had some type of fishy pancakes, like oysters or clams, and that just seems repulsive to me.
Yeah.
But going back to kids and phones, I used to work at a company where we did, like, marketing, so I'd have to call people who were part of the marketing. And sometimes their kids would ask their phones, and it was so irritating. Like, they'd be like, hello? And, like, I'd be like, oh, hello, is you know, Stephanie there? I don't know. Well, can you go look to see if she's around? Anyone else there? I don't know. It's like, why do people let their kids answer the fucking phone? They are very unhelpful. They don't know shit.
When I used to have to call for Mix, I used to have to call to tell people that the prizes were ready. Which apparently I was just talked about recently behind closed doors. My boss and the big boss were like, remember the disdain Tim had for the listeners?
I'm glad it was very apparent.
Well, it didn't start out that way. It was phone calls and phone calls of like this that were like, you know, I'd have to call and the kid would answer the phone. And I'd be like, hi, is Philip there? Yeah. Fantastic. Just wanted to check and make sure he was home. I obviously had no other business. Just doing a little survey, calling people, asking if people are there, and I can check him off. Could you put him on the phone, you little shit? Oh, that made me think of something else, but I forgot it. Oh, damn. Oh, when I used to work at the pizza place, when I used to work at Round Table, and people would call in and be like, yeah, I'd like a large pizza. Okay, what do you want on it? I don't know. Okay. Well, can you find out? Because I'm certain I don't know.
We can, you know, surprise you.
I'm like, well, let me tell you. If you don't tell me, guess what's going to be on it? My ball hair. And I'll tell you, it's a popular pizza this week, but no one seems to be enjoying it. I just dip my nuts in the sauce, and I use it to ladle the sauce all the way around the dough.
Oh, man. What?
I don't know what just happened to Noah's mind, but I can't wait to hear it.
So, where I used to work, when I worked with Rich, he told me this story one time about, he worked at a pizza place that was actually right by, Alf Campbell. It was by Zorba the Greeks, but it's not there anymore, the pizza place, mm-hmm. Which I can see why after what happened.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He said his coworker took a dump in the pizza sauce and then stirred it up.
No way.
I was like, you didn't stop him? He's like, oh, what was I gonna do? Like, that is disgusting, dude.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, you know, if it's a big enough vat, it might disperse enough that you don't really taste it.
Oh. But it's just no, gross to think about.
He's got E. coli concerns.
Oh, yeah. No, no doubt about that.
He's like, yeah, well, that goes with the territory. You eat a little poop,
I mean,
you get a little E. coli.
As long as you can't taste shit.
That's all
really,
I'm concerned with.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin my pizza experience. I'm
I don't
want
my pepperoni. Ruined by poo taste.
I'm fine if I shit out my own liquid organs later in the day, but as long as it didn't taste bad.
Going down.
Wait, that's Ebola, not E. coli.
Oh, my bad.
Whatever, it's all bad.
Collect the whole set.
E. coli, Ebola. Collect them all.
Have you ever heard about like the Ebola virus and like what it actually does to people?
No.
I have.
Oh, yeah. Well,
go ahead, Jeff.
There was this book called The Hot Zone a long time ago that was about... There was almost a breakout of Ebola in the United States, and it would have killed, like, so many people, but luckily it didn't. But it literally liquefies you from the inside out. Like, just... all of your organs, they slowly liquefy, and then it starts to speed up, and then you... what do they call it? Something out, not bleed out. It's like, I don't know, basically, just like you said, like, all of your organs suddenly come rushing out of all of your orifices in a liquid form, and you die.
What a wonderful way to go.
Yeah.
So that was nice and pleasant. Isn't that awful? Like a trip to the beach.
No me gusta.
But it's so freaky to think about, I mean, because they were describing, like, you know, the book was talking about the people... Like, they didn't know that they have it, of course. And they're just going about their lives, but meanwhile, like, parts of their brain are turning into mush. and, you know, like, parts of their liver is just disintegrating, and they don't have any clue.
And then, and just, like, you would have no idea what's happening to you. Like, what is going on with me? Why didn't I only think with... you wouldn't be able to think. I'm sure something happens, like, to your thought process as your brain liquefies.
Yes.
Yeah, you start to become a customer support service caller. I need help with game. Sir, I think you may have Ebola. You might want to get... I mean, you might have something with E. Could be E. coli, Ebola, email, something. Get it checked out.
That reminds me of another thing. I had a guy that didn't understand how to use anything on a computer. Like, he's trying to play a computer game, and he calls for tech support. And I tell him to email this file so I can examine, you know, his computer configuration. And he's like, "What's email?"
Oh.
What? You're using a computer to play a video game and you don't know what email is? I had to walk him through, like, how to email.
Did he have to set up an email account?
Well, yeah, I told him to do that and then to call us back later, because I'm not going to sit there for an hour while he tries to do it. But yeah, and then he calls back and he's like, "So what do I do?" Okay, so you type in our email address into the to box.
Oh.
Then in the subject line, it's marked subject, and there's a white box. You click on the white box, and you type in. He's like, "Okay, all right." Oh, man, it was bad. I don't know how I maintained patience talking to this guy, because it's like, what the fuck?
Tim would not have.
Nope.
So they knew you had disdain for the customers, and they kept you around? Or the listeners?
Well, they pulled me off of that duty once they realized. Once I'd been fed
that
up.
That works. Hey, here's something I don't want to do. Let me just not do it well. Oh, you pulled me off? Great.
I mean, it wasn't... Obviously, I didn't have disdain for all the listeners, but the listeners that sucked a lot. And they were always the most vocal. But, hey, I'm just calling in to let you know I suck. Okay, thank you. I'm glad.
Like the prize pigs?
Yes. And I hated that. Sometimes the prize isn't in the house when we give it away. That's just the way it is. Sometimes we're like, "Oh, we got tickets to John Fogerty." I don't know why I picked that name out of the air. A, not a popular artist. B, not one we would ever give away on the station. But there you go. but we got John Fogerty tickets. Let's give them away. You know, like, we got approved for whatever, but the tickets aren't in the house yet. I mean, aren't in the station yet. So we, do the contest. People call in. Okay, you win, and we will call you when your prize is ready. And then, like, the next day they call up. Yeah, I'm just calling to see if my prize is in. Okay, well, what did they tell you when you won? They said they'd call me when my prize was ready. Okay, has anyone called you? No. Well, then guess what?
Your prize is not ready.
Let's see if we can piece this together ourselves. Come on, sit down with me. Let's get a pen and paper.
Carry the one. Oh, prize is not ready.
That one listener made me so mad that I literally I was pounding the desk to not say anything angry to them. I can't remember exactly what it was. I was literally blinded by rage to the point that when I was done, I slammed the phone down, grabbed a cup of pens on my desk, and tossed it to the ground. Like, the pens flew everywhere and the cup broke, and I just ran out the side of the building. I was like, "Motherfuck!" And I left. And people, like, I guess everyone came in to see what happened. Like, everything okay with Bab in there?
Didn't they ask you?
They were concerned about you.
Didn't they ask you if you were banging on the desk?
Yeah, they were like, "What was he doing? Was he building something? Like, what was going on in there?"
I thought the listener asked you.
Oh, yeah. They're like, "I can hear you punching the desk." I'm like, no, it's something else. Can we wrap this up?
You're not
up?
Punching the desk, you're just jerking it.
I'm just turned on by your sexy, ignorant voice.
What else is
Turns
Tim?
Out ignorance is a real kink for me.
Tim, you also broke a broom one time, I think, at Anger at the Theater.
Yes.
You did to the filing cabinet one time.
Oh, that was the worst. That was the broom thing was the first night I got left alone by Stephanie, I might add, one of our listeners and one of our current hosts' roommates.
Yes, I've heard this story, and yes, it's funny.
It was the first. She's like, "Okay, we're gonna leave. I'm gonna leave you alone for your first time as assistant manager. There's a screening going on. and there was some other event going on, and you know, you're the only one, and everybody else will be nowhere around to help you, like not even on the phone if something goes wrong. And so, of course, many things did. I think Noah was up in the booth when something, like there was a film break and something. I was like, ah, and I just grabbed the broom and broke it over the top of, like, one of our candy shelves or whatever. I was like, son of a... And unfortunately, after the broom was broke, the problem still existed, so I had to go to...
Tim has not quite learned that breaking stuff does not fix the problem. It just makes him
but
feel
But it does
kind
make
of...
you feel better instantaneously. Yeah. You know what?
It does.
I don't do pot. I don't do crack. Let me break things.
I will beat the shit out of inanimate objects.
I'm not going to ruin my body. I will ruin my shit. Like in the old days of my NES Nintendo, I beat the shit out of that bad boy. I took a hammer to it once.
Oh.
It still works.
That's not right.
It has a big hole in it that I had to cover with a Metroid sticker.
Well, that's
where
okay.
where I hit it. Several times with the hammer.
Oh man.
The time I dented the filing cabinet, that was when I was off. It wasn't even my night to work. And I was out at Toons, just, you know, partying it up. And all of a sudden, Noah comes in. I was like, hey, Noah, what's going on? I thought you were working tonight. I am. The manager who's working needs to leave and wants you to come in. Can't you say you didn't find me?
I think I did tell him, though, but then you felt guilty.
Yeah. And so I came in, and then he had left. Aww. Everything just totally screwed up, and, like, nothing had been done. Like, I don't know what he was doing all night, just fucking jerking it. And then, so I finally was getting everything squared away. I'm like, okay, Noah, count this drop. And Noah gets, like, I, you know, which is, you know, all the money taken from all the different registers and whatnot. And I was like, okay, Noah, count that out, and we should finally be on our way. And he counts, he's like, this is not what the number that you say it is. And I was like, and that just meant I had to start pretty much all over again. And like, Mah! I was like, wham, 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 with my bare hand against the filing cabinet. And I was going to say, to this day, I'm pretty sure that filing cabinet is long gone, but yes, still has several fist-shaped dents in it.
Wow. See, I thought Danelle was the violent one. I don't understand.
Danelle's violence against humans.
Yes.
I'm violent against things.
Ah, okay.
So
that's
if the
an
Hulk
important distinction.
So if the Hulk attacks, we send Danelle. If the Decepticons attack, we send Tim.
Yes. Excellent.
Of course, I would hit the Autobots as well. I was like, all of you fucking made a shitty movie. Bring it.
Knocking Prime and Megatron's heads together. What are you thinking?
And this is for the time that the listener said...
One time when I was at the theater, a black guy called me an Uncle Tom.
Oh.
So let me I'll backtrack and start at the beginning. So one time I saw this black guy, and he came up with all these tickets, and he said, oh, me and my friends, we had to leave, and so we wanted to get, you know, a refund. We had to go to the club or something. I was like, okay. So I checked and made sure it was okay, and I gave him the refund for all the tickets he had, which was, I think it came up to like $70. So it was a, you know, a fair amount. Then like a month or two later, the guy does the exact same thing. Same guy. And so this time I called, you know, whoever was on duty, it might have been Stephanie, and I explained, you know, what I thought, and, you know, they said, well, you tell him you can only give him a refund for the ticket he has. Everyone else has to bring in their own individual ticket. So I told him this. I gave him the money, and as he was walking away, he's like, Uncle Tom.
What?
And I was like, really? You can call me Uncle Tom because you're trying to rip people off?
Yeah.
Like, I hate people who get mad at you for catching them in shit they ain't supposed to be doing.
I like the story of when you were... The couple came in to the theater, and you were working the door, and one of them had food, and you said you can't bring, or maybe it was coffee, and you said you can't bring that in there, and she said, I told you can't, and I'll let you finish the story from there.
Sorry, I asked. So, and I should explain, like, the lobby of the theater is pretty big, it's pretty open, so, like, if you say something, a lot of people are gonna hear it. Like, not even, like, it doesn't even have separate floors, like, the second and third floor are open. So, like, you look over the ledge, you can see people on the bottom floor. So, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, you can't bring the food in. And, you know, the girlfriend is like, oh, I see, I told you I couldn't bring food in. And really loud, the guy goes, shut the fuck up! Like, just in the middle of the lobby, people in the concession
stand. Wait, you didn't put the tag on it!
Oh, wait, hold on.
Shut the fuck up! stupid bitch.
Didn't he say that the second time? Or maybe it was...
I thought he said it the first time, and then her complaint was, I thought I told you not to call me a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
In public.
Well, it was like that.
Because it's okay in private.
Yeah. Right. Well, shut the fuck up, stupid bitch. And then, you know, they start walking away, and she was talking away in that voice, you know, that, like, that angry voice that you don't want anyone to hear you, but people can still hear you. Like, I told her, I never did. And he's just like, shut the fuck up. And they walk out.
I remember that was my catchphrase for the longest time. Shut the fuck up, stupid bitch. One more door story before we stop recounting our listeners with, really, did you do anything, did you accomplish anything in your lives other than work at a theater?
No.
But I was working the front door, and this guy comes in with an ice cream cone. I'm like, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to bring in outside food. He's like, it's not food, it's ice cream. I'm like, well, you're eating it, aren't you? You can't bring it in. He's like, I just, come on, man. Why you gotta be like that? I'm like, what? Be like what? These are the rules. I didn't write them. I'm just here in my, you know, gay little shirt. He's like, whatever. And he look just all angrily and throws away, still staring me in the eye. And he's like, I make 10 times as much money as you do, worm. And I was like, dude, I make a quarter more than minimum wage. You have not said anything to be proud of.
Wait, he really called you a worm?
Yep.
Wow.
You have no idea, Jeff, about how the people, like, treated us at the theater. Like, they just, like, would talk to you sometimes. Like, you were, like, the idiot. Like one time I actually had someone tell me, like, they had to deal with something, and it happened a couple times, and they were just irritated. He goes, I'm going to start charging you for my time. I was like, you knock yourself out. Yeah, I ain't going to be paying. I mean, I didn't say that, but I was just like,
yeah, right. What is he going to send you a bill? And
yeah, like, what you think I'm going to, like, write you a check or something?
Like that one time after I was manager, and this person's like, here's what you're going to do. And I was like, oh, is that what I'm going to do? They wanted a refund on their tickets. They're like, you need to go in there and get a refund. I'm like, no, you're going to have to stand in that line. He's like, can't you just go in there? And yes, I totally could have. I could have gone in there, interrupted whoever was in the box office.
It was me.
Done the refund transaction and had sent them on their way. But they're like, no, here's what you're going to do. I'm like, oh, no. See, it's not what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is drop my nuts in your mouth. That's it. Ooh. I'm going to give you a fucking tea bag. Oh, hi. My wife woke up.
Here for a while.
Came right in on tea bag, too. I'm sure she's like, see, this is the level of excellence that keeps me from listening to your podcast every week.
I think a lesson to be learned here, folks, is... treat your people nice who serve you. They get paid minimum wage. They don't give a shit about you.
Really? Yeah. Watch the movie Clerks if you don't believe us.
Well, I mean, it's not even about, you know, treating nicely. It's just like, just don't be a douche, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It's like,
I mean,
you can just be indifferent or, you know, just normal. You don't have to be all like, oh, I respect you or whatever. Just don't be such an ass.
My liege, may I have extra butter on this popcorn? You just don't be like, you just don't need to be going like, hey, fuck nuts, where's the butter? Because that's uncalled for.
I got your butter right here.
What kind of butter?
Oh. That's what you have to think about.
That's another story. That
based on the running time of this episode, we should probably save for another
time. Yes. Well, we'll save that story for another time. But it's funny.
All right. Well, before we wrap up, since I am the video game guy, yes. I will impart one bit of video game news or whatever that I think is kind of funny. So I don't know if you guys know about this game Spore that's coming out.
I've heard of it.
I think I know what he's going to talk about.
I'm sure you've probably seen it now. So this game is coming out. It's by Will Wright. He's done all the Sims and SimCity and everything. And so basically, he's finally just doing Sim everything. And so the game covers, you know, from single celled organism all the way up to galactic, you know, civilization, whatever. And so in anticipation of putting out the game, they put out the creature creator so ahead of time, so you can make the creatures before you start the game, and everyone's game will already be populated by all these different creations. And it's amazing, like, the thing's only been out not even like 2 weeks, and there's already a million creatures uploaded to the Spore database or whatever. It's just amazing the creativity that people put into these creatures. And it also shows, you know, the versatility of the program. I mean, you can make pretty much anything. And people, you know, they've made, like, crazy-looking aliens. They've made real-world-looking creatures. But then it gets into the bizarre stuff, that things that look like objects, like, you know, video game controllers or, you know, lamps or whatever. Then it gets really funny when they start... These people, they make genitalia. So there's, like, penis creatures and vagina creatures, and everyone's excited to see what happens when the penis civilization attacks the vagina civilization. But, you know, we'll find out what happens.
When they penetrate their defenses?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think there's actually a word for it, too.
Fucking?
No, it's called... it's called Sporn.
Sporn, yes. Well, no, and the best thing is the people that make the creatures that look like two creatures having sex. So it's essentially it's a single creature like perpetually fucking itself, which is it's just, you know, wow, really, this is what it's come to. We're making creatures that look like they're screwing themselves. Awesome.
And this is why man is not allowed to be God.
Yes.
Think about what we would look like.
I think about it, it's like.
Sorry, go ahead, Jeff.
People, you know, sometimes people say like, oh, you know, mankind has been given a bum deal. We got, you know, we've been given free will, and but we have all these rules and restrictions. It's like, oh, you know, what a cruel joke, the ultimate cosmic joke. You know what? I think being a creature that looks like it's constantly screwing itself is a little bit more cruel. I'll take being a human any day
over
that.
Hey, you know what? You go fuck yourself. Oh, wait. You are.
I are. You need to do it, pal.
But there you go. So it's, yeah, I mean, you can look this stuff up. There's all kinds of crazy creatures that look like anything you can think of.
I think I will.
But I just thought the genitalia creatures and the self, I don't even know what to call that. The self, what's a scientific term for that?
Self fornicating.
There you go. Auto fornicating creatures.
I know what you're talking about. People have both genders, and
a hermaphrodite.
I don't know.
Well, there we go. Some Smodcastian information to end it with. We're not sure what we're talking about.
Are we ever really sure what we're talking about?
Nope. And that's why people listen. Nah. To feel better about themselves. Like, I thought I had a fragile toehold on reality, but these guys are barely hanging on.
We're here to make you feel better about yourself.
You're welcome.
We're providing a public service.
On that note, I need to go buy a ring and possibly a suit, and Stephanie needs to get a dress.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? This means there's no bachelor... Well, I mean, maybe you're having a bachelor party, but are you?
I wasn't planning on it. We could have one at a later date. We don't have to have it now.
Well, then it's a married guy party.
Oh, it will still be awesome.
We'll pretend next weekend. Because, Tim, you guys are coming up next weekend, right?
That's right, baby. Now, are you guys going somewhere for the 4th?
On the 4th itself, we'll be with family, but not all day. That's it. I mean, we don't have any plans for the rest of the... time.
I just realized I probably could have asked you this after we were done with this episode. Like, this is the part of the episode where they make plans. It's my favorite part.
Did you hear? Noah's got a hair appointment.
Well, special thanks to our special guest star this week, Jeff. Round of applause for Jeff.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have Jeff again, I'm sure.
See how well it went. And Jeff was worried he would ruin the flow.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get all kinds of complaints.
We don't get complaints. Those people don't leave comments. We've already established.
Oh,
right, right.
And
review us on iTunes.
Yeah. And if you can, dig us on Dig. I tried to do it, and forever it wouldn't approve it. And then I tried to undig it and dig it again. Once you undig it, you can never dig it again. So now I can't dig our podcast. So, Dig, get your thumb out of your ass. But yes, if you want, write us a review on iTunes. If my ex-girlfriend could give us 5 stars, you could help us out.
She actually had that sex with him, and she could still give him 5 stars. So you know what that says.
Well, that must be residuals left over then, baby. Because, you know,
all right.
When I fuck a woman, she stays fucked. That is not my joke. That's a joke from Larry Bubbles Brown, but he's funny. Check him out. So yes, thank you, Jeff. Andy should be back next week, and we actually should all be standing in the same room as we do the podcast.
That would be interesting.
crazy. The fights will ensue.
Fisticuffs.
All right, I'll see you guys right. Monday at the wedding, and see you everyone else next week.
Yes. I'll see you in 7.
Don't be gay.
I probably won't.
Be gay? Too late.
Yes. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
But should I stop recording though? Yes.